that has Maurice Patton O'Connell and a number of others out on the steps of Leinster House in a camp, in a tent, on hunger strike for the last 40 days. And they have been there protesting, hunger striking. Maurice Patton O'Connell, Mary Moriarty Owens, and Mary Donovan. Mary Donovan, they were child inmates of Pembroke Arms Industrial School in Tralee. Mary Dunleavy Green there as well. She attended industrial school in Limerick, and they began their hunger strike on September 21st. So they had a meeting with the Minister for Education and the Taoiseach last evening at 6:30 p.m. This morning, I spoke to Maurice Patton O'Connell and first of all asked him when they met the Taoiseach and what the outcome of the meeting was. Okay, and you met with the Taoiseach last night at 5 o'clock. So what happened yesterday?
We met the Taoiseach last night, actually, at 6:30.
Okay.
The timing was wrong. And we went into the government buildings, into the cabinet room, and the Taoiseach was late by half an hour. So we just waited. Then he came in with his entourage, Helen McAtee himself, and there was six officials with them. And I just basically turned around and I said to the Taoiseach, I said, is this an intimidation tactic, having so many people against four of us? And he said, no, not at all. So we discussed various things about the HAA and the contributory pension. And we negotiated for about, I'd say it was about two and a half hours. And we came to an agreement that we'll meet again on Monday. But we didn't, he didn't give any firm commitments. And he just said that would we meet this fella on Monday, and we said we would. So he asked us to come off the hunger strike. And we said no, that we're not coming off the hunger strike until we see how the meeting goes.
Okay, so he asked you, did he say he was concerned for your health?
He did, yeah. He said he was very concerned for our health. And as we said to him, that we're used to it as children. And we said, if the meeting goes well on Monday, then we'll consider getting off the hunger strike.
And who did he ask you to meet, Maurice, on Monday?
What's his name? The fellow we'll meet Monday.
Well, what is he like? Is he an is he a mediator?
He's a negotiator.
Right.
He's a negotiator picked by the Taoiseach. So we're going to meet him Monday to get a feel for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because as we said to the Taoiseach yesterday, we are not going to commit to anything there and then. That we have to meet this fella first. Then if we like what he's going to do for us, then we'll consider going off the hunger strike. But we also did tell the Taoiseach that this should have never happened. And I said it to Helen McAtee, I said that you were warned on the 1st of July that we were going on this hunger strike. You ignored us for 5 weeks, and then you sent down two officials, and they were telling us what they were going to give us. And we told them, no, that we are going to is the HA card and the contributory pension. And I said, then it took you 9 days into the hunger strike to come down to us and say that you're offering us nothing. And that came from the Taoiseach as well as Simon Harris. Mm. So she didn't have much to say about that. And we told the Taoiseach last night that this was our last stand. This was our last stand. It's the only move that we could have made after 26 years of fighting the government for promises that Bertie Ahern made in 1999.
Okay, and that was the key point. And his response was, look, we'll get this negotiator, mediator up and running. He's going to meet you on Monday.
He's going to meet us on Monday. But I must say that the meeting with the Taoiseach was very, very constructive.
Okay, do you feel you're getting somewhere, Maurice?
Yes, we do feel. You know, like, but again, feelings don't come into this, but it all depends on what the negotiator does from here on in. But But we told the Taoiseach before we do get off the hunger strike, we wanted in writing what he's going to give us, and that we're not going to accept anything less.
Yeah.
That he has to have a firm commitment that we don't want to be doing, like, I'll never do this again.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Most, it was because it was very hard on our families. But I also said to him, Jory, that he re-traumatized, not just us, but he traumatized our children. Stuff that we kept from our children. But we had to put it out raw to the public. And now these children are asking questions about our lives and our past.
Yeah.
So now they have re-traumatized us as well as our children, as well as our grandchildren.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
know, and this should have never, ever, ever happened, Jory.
Yeah, okay. And look, from that point of view, Morris, and you were talking about getting something in writing, do you think that is going to happen?
He said it would. He
yeah.
said whatever is agreed will be put in writing, Jory.
Yeah. Okay, so here you are on Thursday, you've Friday, Saturday, Sunday, into Monday. That'll be up to 44 or 45 days. How is your health, Morris? Yourself and Miriam and Mary.
Well, I mean, like, the bodies are weak, but the minds are still very, very strong and determined. Do you know, like, we are, because, sorry, it's not just the four of us. We are doing this for 4,000 survivors.
Yeah.
And we are the ones that took the decision to do it after the failed consultation talks in between 2019 and 2025.
Yeah.
There were, and Jory, another thing, as I said to the Taoiseach last night, when we put in the consultation talks reports to Norma Foley, they were not costed. They didn't even read them as far as we can understand. They just threw two advocates at us and says, that'll do you.
And
this is why the hunger strike.
That's why you are. Why you are where you are. Okay.
Exactly.
Let me ask you, Smart. You weren't too happy with a question I asked Michael Healy-Ray yesterday when he was talking about your case.
No, and we weren't. I was going to say that to you because you see, it wasn't blackmail.
No. And look, just so I can make the point, Morris. First of all, I didn't use the word blackmail, but the point I put to him was a question I'd ask anyone in a similar situation. Hunger striking is a very emotive issue in this country, and it's a serious issue when someone's health is on the line. And it applies its own pressure on the other side. So there would be a difficulty, and this goes for any person with any cause and any government, whoever it is or whatever stripe, what they've done or haven't done, that, you know, agreeing to something on with a hunger strike on the other side, it puts them in a difficult position, is the point I was making. What about that point? And Michael Healy-Ray answered it, and he said, listen, that isn't what's going on here. It's just they have to try and get what they feel that they're entitled to. But that's the whole point. Can you understand that point? The question that someone would have, let's say, on the outside of this would say, well, what happens if somebody else next week turns up on a hunger strike on a different issue and someone else the week after turns up on a hunger strike on another issue, that it would put the government in a difficult position? Can you understand that?
I can understand that position that you made there, right, Jerry? But the point here is, that this wasn't today or yesterday.
This is a long time coming.
This is 26 years in the making. Do you know, like, and we have explored, we had explored every avenue that was possibly open to us.
Yeah.
Even from the 1st of July, we put them on notice, hoping that they would hear our voices. But they just ignored us.
Yeah.
And this was the last straw. If we had any other option, believe you me, Jory, we would not have put our families through this, because you have to remember, Jory, all our families suffered.
Yeah.
I have a 12-year-old and a 4-year-old at home, Jory. And last week was the first time that I saw my 4-year-old and my daughter. And the night before, it was a Wednesday, and he found something and his mom said, make a wish. And he made a wish and he said, Mom, I made my wish. What was your wish? He said, I want my daddy to come home.
Yeah.
So I came home on Thursday and he ran up to me and said, Daddy, my dream or my wish came through.
Yeah.
Now, that's from a 4-year-old, Jory. We did not take this lightly.
Yeah. And do you think, Morris, that you could be in the final few days of it? depending what happens on Monday.
It depends what happens on Monday, but we're really, really hoping that it will be constructive and that we can actually walk away from this.
Yeah, okay.
But I would like to thank, though, Michael Cahill and for being there from the very, very start of this campaign. He's brought it up twice in the Dáil. He's visited us on numerous occasions. And I'd also like to thank Michael Healy-Ray. Although he was a slow starter, he came in at the end very fast.
Okay, okay.
You know, and I'd like to thank them personally.
For their efforts that they put in.
The public in Kerry that have been absolutely amazing. Yvonne Dineen and Maura. We'd like to thank all them as well for their support.
Okay. Okay, Maurice, brilliant stuff. Thanks for talking to us and we'll see where it goes on Monday. But thanks for giving us an update this morning.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
There you go. That's Maurice Patton O'Connell talking about the hunger strike that himself and the others who've been there since September 21st are on. Mary Moriarty Owens, Mary Donovan and Mary Dunleavy Green. And I'm hesitate to say it's coming to a resolution because anything could happen, I'd imagine. But they are hopeful after a positive meeting with the Taoiseach and the Minister for Education that it will be resolved on Monday and they can come off hunger strike. If you have a view on what he had to say, his reasons for it, that meeting yesterday, what was said there, what they're hoping for, then get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. Kieran Mulvey is the mediator that is being appointed and well-known mediator in this area, in these sort of areas, that is going to be trying to resolve this issue, I'd imagine, over the weekend and on Monday as well. If you have a view on what Maurice had to say, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. Jerry, not being smart or anything, but is it a hunger strike when they're getting fluids? Yeah, it would be classified as a hunger strike if they're not eating. It's, you're allowed to take fluids. If you didn't take fluids, then things would come to a head much sooner than the 40 days or so that they have been on hunger strike, that's for sure. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us.